Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size Science with Dr. Chris Smith and with Dr. Kat Arney. We're from the Naked Scientists. In this podcast, we're going to talk about drugs. There are many thousands of drugs that are used in medicine today for treating headaches right through to things like cancer. But some drugs can be very addictive and highly dangerous. So tell us a bit more about them, Kat.
Well, the term drug is used to describe any substance that causes changes in the body. Now, we've known about some drugs for a very long time, such as those that can be made from natural products. For example, willow bark was first used by the ancient Greeks to cure fevers. And later on, scientists discovered that the bark contained the chemical salicylic acid. Now, this can be quite irritating to the stomach, so after a bit of chemistry and tweaking, it was turned into the drug aspirin.
Okay, so say I've just invented a brand new drug. Could I give it straight to my patients?
No, you cannot. All drugs have to go through rigorous testing before they are prescribed. And this is to make sure that they're safe and effective. So to start with, drugs have to be tested really thoroughly in the lab, and then they're tested in humans in clinical trials.
And roughly how long does that take?
Well, many potential drugs do turn out not to be successful. They may cause unacceptable side effects, or they may not be as effective as existing drugs. So it can take 10 years or more to take a drug all the way from being a twinkle in the scientist's eye to being prescribed to patients, and it can cost millions of pounds.
And are these clinical trials safe and effective?
Well, most clinical trials are very safe, as by law, all new drugs must be tested thoroughly in the lab and on animals before they're given to people. But sometimes things can go wrong, and in 2006, six people were left very ill after an early stage clinical trial of an experimental treatment at Northwick Park went badly wrong.
Now, talking of things going wrong, what about thalidomide? Because that's another major example from the past where things didn't go according to plan.
Well, thalidomide was originally developed as a sleeping pill, but it also helps to stop people from feeling sick. So in the late 1950s and early 1960s, doctors gave it to pregnant women. They thought it'd be a great idea to help them cope with morning sickness, but it hadn't been tested in pregnant women, and it led to really terrible birth defects.
What sorts of problems?
Well, the drug stops the development of blood vessels, and if it's taken in the first 4 to 8 weeks of pregnancy, it can stop the growing baby's arms and legs from developing properly. And more than 10,000 babies at this time were born with very short or incompletely formed arms or legs, and as a result, the drug was banned.
But it's still used today in some settings, though, isn't it?
That's right, but its use is really carefully regulated. It can be used as a treatment for leprosy, and it's also being tested as a treatment for cancer. Scientists think it may stop blood vessels from growing into cancers, and it may also help to relieve the sickness that can be caused by cancer treatment.
So that's medically used drugs, but what about drugs that aren't used medically? They're drugs of abuse.
Well, you're right about those too. Tobacco and alcohol are two very widely available and very widely used drugs, but they can both be harmful.
Okay, so let's look at the tobacco. What's the situation with that?
Well, tobacco is found in cigarettes, and you can also smoke it in pipes as well. And about 114,000 people will die every year as a result of smoking-related illnesses. So that's around half of all smokers will die as a result of their habit. Now, the government now insists that all cigarettes and tobacco packets carry a prominent health warning.
But what's actually in the cigarettes that's causing this 114,000 people to die every year?
Well, cigarettes contain around 4,000 different chemicals, and many of those are pretty nasty to our bodies.
Well, let's look at some of them. What's in there?
Well, first of all, you've got nicotine. Now, this isn't actually harmful in itself, but it's the chemical in cigarettes that makes them so addictive. It reaches the brain within 20 seconds and triggers a pleasurable reaction in your brain. Now, this is highly addictive, so smokers become hooked. So in order to quit smoking, some people do use nicotine patches or gum, and these release nicotine into the body without all those other horrible nasties that are produced by smoking.
Anything else?
Well, smoking also produces a chemical called carbon monoxide, and this is the same stuff that's produced by faulty gas appliances.
And they're known to be bad for you, so what does carbon monoxide do to the body?
Well, carbon monoxide combines with the hemoglobin in our blood, and this is the red pigment that carries oxygen around the body. So it means that our blood cells can't function so efficiently, they can't carry enough oxygen, and this puts extra strain on the heart and can increase the risk of heart disease or a stroke. That's a blood clot in the brain.
But what about cancer? Because everyone associates smoking with lung cancer usually, don't they?
Yes, many of the chemicals in tobacco smoke are carcinogens. This simply means things that cause cancer. And we have chemicals like tar, formaldehyde, and even radioactive polonium-210 can be found in cigarette smoke. And these can damage our cells, causing cancer. And smoking greatly increases the risk of lung cancer, and it can also cause mouth, throat, and bladder cancer as well.
What about in pregnancy? Because people are advised not to smoke when they're pregnant.
Absolutely. Smoking during pregnancy can be very dangerous as it cuts down on the amount of oxygen that can get to your growing baby. And this can cause babies to be born very small, or it could even lead to miscarriage or premature birth.
Thanks, Kat. So that's drugs, drug testing and smoking. In part two, we'll find out about alcohol and addictive drugs like cocaine and heroin.